Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, Gold Coasters can expect their beaches to remain damaged for the foreseeable future. The Gold Coast's iconic beaches, which have been left severely damaged after Cyclone Alfred, will not return to their former glory until 2028. The latest stage of the recovery began on Wednesday with the launch of pumping from the Surface Paradise Sand Backpass. With the cost of fixing the beaches growing and significant weather events becoming more frequent, Mayor Tom Tate said council is now investigating building two rock wall groins. US fast food giant Wendy's is setting its sights on Brisbane. Plans for a Wendy's outlet at the corner of Adelaide and Albert Streets in the CBD have been lodged with the Brisbane City Council. A Brisbane store would be the second Wendy's outlet in Queensland after the burger giant opened a branch in January at Surface Paradise, 40 years after leaving Australia's shores. In national news, an update on the bomb cyclone. Thousands of residents have been plunged into darkness as a freak weather system equivalent to a Category 1 cyclone smashes the state. While the conditions, initially classified as a bomb cyclone, are slowly pulling away from the coast and into the Tasman Sea, the damaging winds and lashings of rain have left thousands without access to the internet or power. Electricity was cut to more than 35,000 homes on Wednesday afternoon, as heavy rain battered the network and triggered access issues. An Ausgrid spokesman said there were 1,290 homes without power on Thursday morning in the mid-North Coast and North Coast areas of New South Wales. The New South Wales government has introduced a bill to crack down on the use of AI images in rental listings. Some real estate agents or landlords may use artificial intelligence sites to digitally style their property, which can obscure potential issues such as cracks, holes, and peeling paint. The New South Wales Tenants Union said the use of AI has led to prospective tenants being misled into visiting a property that is not suitable. Failure to disclose a digitally altered photograph could result in fines of $5,500 for an individual and $22,000 for a business. In international news, season 3 of the global smash hit Korean thriller Squid Game has premiered to record-breaking numbers on Netflix. Within its first 3 days of debuting, the season has debuted at number 1 in every ranked territory, including Australia, and clocked an astonishing 60.1 million views, setting a new record for the most watched show in that time frame. The new season quickly made Netflix all-time top 10 for non-English TV, currently ranking 9th. It also became the only series ever to hit Netflix's most popular list in its debut week, owing to the momentum of seasons 2 and 3 combined. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with a warning to be aware of potentially damaging winds occurring. It's currently 11 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 8am news. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.